The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. I'm Kurt Benrood for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Movie Reviews and Theater Previews, your source of information about plays that are produced locally with an audio-described performance and movies that are available locally with audio description. When possible, we post recordings of reviews of the movies and plays on the TRRS website. Go to www.trianglereadingservice.org, click on the podcast link, and then click on either the movie review link or the play review link. We'll begin with a quick overview. More details about the most immediate offerings will follow later in the show. So for starters, the upcoming plays, we've got the Heritage Awards at Fletcher Theater in Raleigh. This is on Wednesday, May 23rd at 7:30 p.m. Crowns at the Cape Fear Theater in Fayetteville. This is on Thursday, May 24th at 7:30 p.m. And then the next one jumps all the way to the middle of June. It's Don't Dress for Dinner at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, June 17th at 3 p.m. And then Oliver at Justice Theater Project on Wednesday, June 27th at 3 p.m. And finally, Newsies at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh on Saturday, July 28th at 2 p.m. Now then, movie-wise, the following theaters offer movies with audio description. There's the North Hills Stadium 14 at 4150 Main at North Hills Street in Raleigh. The Briar Creek Stadium 14 at 8611 Briar Creek Parkway in Raleigh. The Timberline 6 at 120 Banks Drive in Chapel Hill. The Crossroads Stadium 20 at 501 Cadabou Avenue in Cary. The Beaver Creek Stadium 12 at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive in Apex. The White Oak Stadium 14 at 1205 Timber Drive East in Garner. And the Greensboro Grand Stadium 16 at 3205 Northline Avenue in Greensboro. These are all Regal Theaters. And Regal Theaters has a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about movies playing in their theaters. For instance, if you want to know the showtime of one of the ones on this particular list, you simply call this number and follow the prompts. The number is 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342. And then you follow the prompts and learn which of their theaters at the multiplex is playing which of these movies, and you can catch what the show times are. Now, the list we have this week, to begin with, we've got Avengers Infinity War, rated PG-13. It's playing at all of these theaters. Black Panther, also rated PG-13, is playing at Crossroads, White Oak, Briar Creek, and Timberline. Book Club, it's not rated yet. It's playing at all of these theaters except the Timberline. So that's North Hills, Crossroads, White Oak, Beaver Creek, Briar Creek, and Timberline. Breaking In, rated PG-13, is playing at all of these theaters. Deadpool 2, not yet rated, is playing at all of these theaters. Disobedience, rated R, is playing only at the Crossroads in Cary. I Feel Pretty, rated PG-13, is playing only at the Briar Creek Theater in Raleigh. Life of the Party, rated PG-13, is playing at all of these theaters except the Greensboro Grand. Overboard is playing at all of these theaters except for the Timberline, and both of those are rated PG-13. Rampage, rated PG-13, is playing at Crossroads, White Oak, Beaver Creek, and Briar Creek. Show Dogs, rated PG, is playing at Crossroads, White Oak, Beaver Creek, and Briar Creek. And also at the Timberline. Solo, a Star Wars story, not yet rated. It's playing at all of these theaters except the Greensboro Grand. And Tully, rated R, is playing only at the Crossroads in Cary. Now here's some information on the five newest releases, the ones for which no information has been supplied in previous shows. Book Club is an American romantic comedy directed by Bill Holderman in his directorial debut from a screenplay by Holderman and Aaron Sims. It stars Diane Keaton, Jane Fonda, Candace Bergen, and Mary Steenburgen as four friends in their 60s who read 50 Shades of Grey as part of their monthly book club, and it begins to change how they view their personal relationships. Four older women who spend their lives attending a book club where they bond over the typical suggested literature. One day they end up reading 50 Shades of Grey and are turned on by the content. Viewing it as a wake-up call, they decide to expand their lives and chase pleasures that have eluded them. Deadpool 2 is a 2018 American superhero film based on the Marvel Comics character Deadpool. It's the 11th installment in the X-Men film series and a sequel to the 2016 film Deadpool. The film is directed by David Leitch with a script by Rhett Reese, Paul Wernick, and Ryan Reynolds, with Reynolds starring in the title role alongside Josh Brolin, Morena Baccarin, Julian Dennison, Zazie Breetz, T.J. Miller, Brianna Hildebrandt, and Jack Kesey. In the film, Deadpool forms the team X-Force to protect a young mutant from Cable. Now, after successfully working as the mercenary Deadpool for 2 years, Wade Wilson fails to kill one of his targets on his anniversary with his girlfriend, Vanessa. That night, after the pair decide to start a family together, the target tracks them down and kills Vanessa. Wilson kills the man in revenge. He blames himself for her death and attempts to commit suicide 6 weeks later by blowing himself up. Wilson has a vision of Vanessa in the afterlife, but the pieces of his body remain alive and are put back together by Colossus. Wilson is left with only a skee-ball token, an anniversary gift, as a final memento of Vanessa. Recovering at the X-Mansion, Wilson agrees to join the X-Men as a form of healing. He, Colossus, and Negasonic Teenage Warhead respond to a standoff between authorities and the unstable young mutant Russell Collins, also known as Firefist, at an orphanage, labeled a mutant re-education center. Wilson realizes that Collins has been abused by the orphanage staff and kills one of the staff members. Colossus stops him from killing anyone else, and both Wilson and Collins are arrested. Restrained with collars that negate their powers, they are taken to the Icebox, an isolated prison for mutant criminals. Meanwhile, a cybernetic soldier from the future, Cable, whose family Collins murdered, travels back in time to terminate the boy before Collins ever becomes a killer. And that's the setup there. The next film on our list is Disobedience. Now, this is a 2017 drama film directed by Sebastian Lelio and written by Lelio and Rebecca Linkovitz, based on the novel of the same name by Naomi Alderman. The film stars Rachel Weisz, Rachel McAdams and Alessandro Nivola. Set in London, it tells the story of a woman who returns to the strict Orthodox Jewish community she was sent away from after her teenage romance with a female school friend was discovered. The film was produced by Rachel Weitz, Ed Gwinney, and Fred Torres Blanco. After the death of her father, photographer Ronit Krushka returns to the Orthodox Jewish community she grew up in and that shunned her decades earlier for her childhood attraction to a female friend, Esti Cooperman. Their reunion soon reignites their passion as they explore the boundaries of faith and sexuality. Show Dogs is a 2018 American family buddy cop film directed by Raja Gosnell, written by Max Botkin and Mark Hyman, and starring Will Arnett, Chris Ludacris Bridges, Natasha Lyonne, Jordan Sparks, Gabriel Iglesias, Shaquille O'Neal, Omar Shaparro, and Stanley Tucci. The film follows a Rottweiler police dog and his human partner who go undercover at a prestigious dog show to stop animal smuggling activity. In a world where humans and sentient dogs coexist, a macho but lonely Rottweiler police dog named Max is ordered to go undercover as a primped show dog in a prestigious dog show with his human partner Frank, played by Will Arnett, to stop an animal smuggling scheme that is using the dog show as a front. When Max finds out the bad guys are planning to sell Ling Li, a baby panda, at the upcoming Canine Invitational Dog Show in Las Vegas, he's forced to go undercover as an entrant, accompanied by fellow alpha male Frank, posing as his trainer. And finally, Solo, a Star Wars story, or simply Solo, is a 2018 American space western film about Han Solo, a character from the Star Wars franchise. The film is directed by Ron Howard and produced by Lucasfilm from a screenplay by Jonathan and Lawrence Kasdan. It is the second of the Star Wars anthology films following 2016 Rogue One, a standalone installment set prior to the events of A New Hope. It explores the adventures of a young Han Solo and Chewbacca, including meeting Lando Calrissian. The film stars Alden Ehrenreich as Han Solo, alongside Woody Harrelson, Emilia Clarke, Donald Glover, Thandi Newton, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Junis Suotamo, and Paul Bettany. Described as a space western, the film is centered on a young Han Solo and his adventures with his Wookiee sidekick Chewbacca, including their encounter with Lando Calrissian. Now, many of these films have reviews on the TRRS website, and the ones with reviews are Avengers Infinity War, Black Panther, Breaking In, I Feel Pretty, Life of the Party, Overboard, Rampage, and Tully. And once again, you can find these reviews by going to the Triangle Radio Reading Service website, which is www.triangleReadingService.org. You click on the podcast icon and then click on the movie review link, or if you're looking for a play review, click on the play review link. And once again, showtimes are available by calling 844-462-7342 and following the menu prompts. And that number again is 844-462-7342. Now we'll take a look at the information about the upcoming plays. For starters, the Heritage Awards at Fletcher Theater, which is Wednesday, May 23rd at 7:30 p.m. You're invited to be a part of a celebration of North Carolina arts and creative expression at the next North Carolina Heritage Awards ceremony. Join us for a rare opportunity to enjoy performances by masters of the traditional arts together on one stage for this award ceremony. This year's performance and ceremony will feature awardees alongside younger generations of artists continuing these traditions in music, dance, and pottery. The 50th anniversary celebration of the North Carolina Arts Council will culminate with the Heritage Awards, planned in partnership with Pinecone, and memorable performances by past honorees such as Doc Watson, Sheila K. Adams, Maceo Parker, Etta Baker, and John D. Holman, Joe Thompson, Bobby Hicks, Earl Scruggs, and others have offered glimpses into the lives and stories of communities throughout North Carolina. The 2018 honorees will be announced this fall. Reserve your seats for this one-of-a-kind program that celebrates North Carolina's cultural heritage. Tickets are $22, and you can make your reservations by calling 919-996-8700. That's 919-996-8700. And then Crowns at the Cape Fear Theater on Thursday, May 24th at 7:30 p.m. There's a hat for every occasion, from flirting to church-going to funerals to baptisms. And the tradition of hats is traced back to African rituals and slavery, to the New Testament and to current fashion. When Grandma Shaw introduces young Yolanda to her circle of hat queens, Yolanda learns that she's not as alone in the world as she had once felt. This gospel musical is a show that will stir your soul and inspire you to connect to your roots. Featuring the songs you love, including Ain't That Good News, Marching to Zion, Just a Closer Walk with Thee, and Wade in the Water. This is directed by Donna Bradby, who also directed The Wiz at Cape Fear Theater. And who will love this show? You, your mother-in-law, and everyone you know. This show is a gospel-filled great time for anyone with hatitude. It's rated PG-13. Tickets are $25. And there are group discounts and group sales available. For more information, you can contact them at 910-323-4234, extension 229. That's 910-323-4234, extension 229. Going a little further down the field here, Don't Dress for Dinner at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, June 17th at 3 p.m. The play is written by Mark Camaletti, and it's directed by artistic director Patrick Torres. Bernard is planning a romantic weekend with his mistress in his charming converted French farmhouse while his wife Jacqueline is away. He has arranged for a cordon bleu cook to prepare gourmet delights and has invited his best friend Robert along to provide the alibi. It's foolproof. What could possibly go wrong? Well, suppose Robert turns up, not realizing quite why he has been invited. Suppose Robert and Jacqueline, a.k.a. Bernard's wife, are secret lovers and are consequently determined that Jacqueline will not leave for the weekend. Suppose the cook must pretend to be the mistress, and the mistress is unable to cook. Suppose everyone's alibi is confused with everyone else's. An evening of hilarious confusion ensues as Bernard and Robert improvise at breakneck speed. Adults are $25. Students and seniors are $21. You can make reservations by calling 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. And then Oliver at Justice Theater Project on Wednesday, June 27th, 3 p.m. Just a side note here, there are free tickets available, pairs of tickets available for users of the audio described service. And so June is musical month. Join us in 2018 for the classic tale Oliver, book, music, and lyrics by Lionel Bart, directed by Jerry Sipp, music direction by Ronzel Bell. With a multicultural cast, consider yourself part of the family as JTP presents this award-winning musical adaptation of Dickens' classic novel. Umstead Park United Church of Christ at 8208 Brownlee Drive in Raleigh. The tickets are $27, $23 for senior, student, or military. But as always, Justice Theater Project offers free pairs of tickets to this performance for users of the audio description service. That's one ticket for you, one for your driver. And the number to call is 919-264-7089. Once again, that's 919-264-7089. There will be a limited number of these free tickets, but they'll take as many people as they can hold. So I'd say make your reservation early. And finally, all the way down in July is Newsies at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. This is on Saturday, July 28th at 2 p.m. Stop the Presses, Disney's Newsies takes the stage. Adapted from the Newsies, from the Disney film, New York City's newsboys seize the day when they strike against unfair working conditions. Experience the Tony Award-winning musical that's thrilled audiences on Broadway and across the country. Tickets start at $25, and you can make reservations by calling 919-831-6941, extension 6944. That's 919-831-6941, extension 6944. Okay, and like I said, most of these movies have reviews available on the TRRS website. A couple of the ones that are probably more interesting, at the moment we do not have reviews for those, so I'm going to get you a little more information about, for starters, first, Solo, A Star Wars Story. They bill this as board the Millennium Falcon and journey to a galaxy far, far away in Solo, A Star Wars Story, an all-new adventure with the most beloved scoundrel in the galaxy. Through a series of daring escapades deep within a dark and dangerous criminal underworld, Han Solo meets his mighty future co-pilot, Chewbacca, and encounters the notorious gambler Lando Calrissian in a journey that will set the course of one of the Star Wars saga's most unlikely heroes. Now, since we don't have an actual review, what I've got here are some quick quotes from a few I'm going to call them amateur critics. One says, "It struck me as intellectual property unconvincingly arranged into the shape of a movie." Another says, "Solo, like the Falcon in Empire, tends to sputter just when it should leap into hyperdrive. Its flawed central performance ultimately makes Solo a distinct disappointment." Another says, "One of the lighter of the Star Wars adventures, entertaining as hell, but not particularly deep." Another says, "It's tantalizing to wonder what the film that Miller and Lord would have been. Might it have offered a promising glimpse of what a less boilerplate Star Wars might look like?" And then another says, "Things do feel shaky at first, but there's spunk to Alden Ehrenreich's delivery, and once he settles in, a twinkle in his eye." Continuing, "I'm not sure who ultimately deserves the credit, given the director change, but Solo, A Star Wars Story, as a finished product, is an entertaining film." Another, "Like Rogue One before it, Solo, a Star Wars story, brings elevated expectations to future Star Wars spin-offs back down to Earth, especially when it comes to a vehicle for Lando. Now there's a new hope. And finally, one says that no one had to squeeze their brain in order to present the 20-something Han Solo. Everything is mechanic, routine, and the only thing remotely shocking is that it used shockingly dark photography on a story meant to be bright. And now a little information about Book Club. Diane Keaton, who plays Diane, is recently widowed after 40 years of marriage. Vivian, played by Jane Fonda, enjoys her men with no strings attached. Sharon, played by Candace Bergen, is still working through a decades-old divorce. And Carol, played by Mary Steenburgen, had a marriage that's in a slump after 35 years. Four lifelong friends' lives are turned upside down to hilarious ends when their book club tackles the infamous 50 Shades of Grey. From discovering new romance to rekindling old flames, they inspire each other to make their next chapter the best chapter. And the rating, earlier I had said it's not rated, but now we do have a rating of PG-13 for sex-related material throughout and for language. This is a comedy. And it runs for one hour and 44 minutes. A few random quotes about it is, even though it follows the map of every rom-com before it, Holderman's film still offers the too rare chance to marvel at just how good these women are at their craft, how easily they inhabit the bodies and lives of other people. Another quote, in an industry that defines mature audiences as anyone old enough to vote, a movie centered entirely on women over 65, a sex comedy no less, feels like some kind of small Hollywood miracle. Another quote, you can like Book Club or hate it, but you can't argue with the fact that Diane Keaton, Jane Fonda, Candace Bergen, and Mary Steenburgen have real marquee value. Another one, anyone who goes to this movie will leave satisfied, mostly just because it exists. And then in Holderman's intellectual hands, this leads to comedy so tired and morals so sentimental, it's sometimes hard to keep awake in Book Club. Another, it is indeed possible for 50 Shades of Grey to inspire a watchable motion picture. And don't forget, once again, that most of these movies have reviews posted on the Triangle Radio Reading Service website. But in the meantime, we are running out of time for this episode of Movie Reviews and Theater Previews. I'm Kurt Benrud for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Maybe we'll bump into each other at the movies or at the theater. Have a good rest of the day. Goodbye for now.